Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel, local people serving you with the good stuff, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters. We'll set the stage for boys basketball today. We have all-conference news from the Southwest Conference coming up, and some Brewer camp news after the Brewers were pasted yesterday in spring ball.
Hi there, folks. This is John at Napa and Richland Center and Boscobel. It's that time of year to get your filters at unbelievable low prices. Whether you need filters for cars, trucks, mowers, industrial equipment, now through March 15th is the time to get them. So bring your list together and come see us. Also great pricing on hydraulic oil and greases. We have full line of Milwaukee tools on hand and at great prices. So stop in today and check us out. Always free popcorn. We appreciate your business and look forward to seeing you soon.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. Southwest Wisconsin Conference all-conference basketball selections have been named for boys basketball. Platteville went undefeated through 10 games of the regular season. Prairie du Chien and River Valley tied at 6-4, followed by Lancaster at 4-6. Dodgeville went 3-7, and Richland Center 1-9. The first team all-conference is led by unanimous choice Lucas Ludlam, a junior from Platteville. His teammates Zach McLean and Davin Edge make the first team selections. Prairie du Chien's Tyler Harris, a senior, and Houston Thatcher of River Valley, a junior, round out the first team selections. Second team members include from Lancaster, sophomore Taylor Williams, Platteville senior Garrison Tashner, Prairie du Chien senior Max Schneider, Richland Center junior Wes Bosworth, and Cole Nabefeld of River Valley, a senior, round out the second team selections. Boys basketball honorable mentions from the Southwest: Dodgeville senior Riley Berg, Lancaster junior Michael Murphy, and sophomore Zach Hermson, Platteville sophomore Myron Ryder, and senior Simon Babel, Prairie du Chien junior Nick McCulloch, and senior Dawson Eastman, and River Valley junior Sam Poppy round out the honorable mention list. The player of the year is voted on by the coaches, Platteville junior Lucas Ludlam. And his head coach, Platteville's Mike Hoosier, was named the Southwest Wisconsin Conference Coach of the Year. Speaking of boys basketball, the State Boys Tournament gets underway today at the Kohl Center in Madison. It's the 108th meeting of boys' top teams from throughout the state. Ticket prices are just $13.50 per session for all seating at the Kohl Center. Also, the tournament will be also shown on WKOW-TV out of Madison. Division III action gets underway at 1:35 today when St. Thomas More, the number one seed, plays fourth-seeded Prescott. And number two, Lakeside Lutheran, will play Keele. Keele is a third seed and the only unbeaten in Division III at 28 wins and no losses. Turning to Division IV, action gets underway at 6:35. Marathon versus Kenosha St. Joseph in a 1-4 matchup. Again, starting at 6:35, followed by number two seed Mineral Point and number three Aquinas. The second seeded Pointers return to state for the fifth time in school history and the first time since 2015 when the Pointers fell in the semifinals. Their most notable accomplishment in their previous experience was a runner-up finish in Class C in 1974. They also qualified in 1934 and 35 in Class B, but were eliminated from title competition in the semifinal round and in the first round, respectively. The Pointers topped Randolph 68-57 in the final of the Portage Sectional to advance to state. They were the co-champions in the Southwest Wisconsin Activities League, tying with Darlington. Third-seeded Aquinas returns to state for the eighth time, the first time since 2016. The Blue Golds have won four state titles. The most recent was the Division III championship in 2013. They also captured Division III crowns in 2008 and 2011 and a Division II title in 2003. The Blue Golds have two runner-up finishes on their ledger. Those came in 2007 and 2009. They placed fourth in the Mississippi Valley Conference this season and they punched their ticket to state by beating Cameron 62-46 in the Eau Claire North sectional final. As a former member of WISA, the Blue Golds won titles in 1941, 46, 49, 50, and finished runner-up on two other occasions. The State Boys Basketball Tournament resumes tomorrow morning with Division 5, followed by Divisions 2 and 1. Bowling scores to recap from the Merchants League, where the series high last night belonged to Morris Heating and Cooling with a 27-88. The Phoenix Center had a 27-65 and Gauger's Salvage a 27-37. High game honors, Walsh's Ace Hardware, 1,007, Harris Exteriors a 958, and Gauger's Salvage a 965. Kevin Genthe with a top series, 699, Anthony Ludwig had a 667, and Dick Carpenter a 661. Top game, J.J. Klatt with a 268, Jordan Slaney a 258, and Anthony Ludwig a 256 in the Merchants Bowling League. The Badgers will get into the Big Ten tournament today. That pregame time is 12:30 on WRCE, FM 107.7, and AM 1450. The Badgers will face Maryland, following Maryland's 65-51 win over Rutgers last night. Having gone 3-8 since the start of February, the Badgers would like to win a game or two in the Big Ten tournament to make the NCAA tournament a no-brainer, but Coach Greg Gard feels his team's body of work will still get them in.
Again, you go back to November, December, January, you sputter a little bit in February. We've got a really good resume. You know, I'm not going to get it onto the quad ones, quads twos, and who's played who, and who has the most quad one wins and all that. We're right there.
Coach Greg Gard prepares his team for the Big Ten tournament game today.
I don't even really get into that. I mean, our body of work speaks for itself. You look at who we played and what we've did throughout the course of the year. Yeah.
They continue to battle hard despite the 3-8 record in February and early March.
They haven't flinched and felt sorry for themselves. They understand, you know, this is part of it, part of the journey. You know, continue to get yourself out of the, you know, predicament you're in, and you know, continue to get better. And the next 40 minutes is what we need to focus on. And they did a good job of preparing for that.
That is Wisconsin coach Greg Gard. The Badgers on the radio later today. In other notes from basketball, it was action in the NBA last night. Detroit 113, Toronto 104, Orlando 114, Brooklyn 106, Denver over Miami 100-88, Cleveland 116, New Orleans 95, Charlotte 110, Memphis 98, Chicago won in overtime over Indiana 132-129, Dallas 109, Golden State 99, Portland over Atlanta 106-102, Sacramento 120, and the Lakers 107. He was brought in last year to bolster special teams, and Christian Welch did just that. Welch was on the field for 60% of Green Bay's special team snaps. The Packers want him to do it again. Welch has announced on his Instagram page that he has been re-signed for the 2024 NFL season. Welch's position is linebacker, but he is not expected to contribute on defense. He's had just 44 defensive snaps in his four-year career. Green Bay is thin at the position, but it will need to bulk up from the outside, it sounds like. Well, suddenly the Brewers had to figure out who's going to close their games. Devin Williams has been diagnosed with stress fractures in his back, and he is expected to miss 3 months of action. He won't even begin rehabbing until 6 months from now. Williams has become one of the best closers in Major League Baseball. With significant changes to the starting rotation, the Brewers will be leaning more heavily toward their relievers, seeing what they have there. This complicates it a little bit today. Possible replacements now looking ahead include Joel Piamps, Bryce Wilson, Abner Uribe, or Trevor Miguel. Milwaukee opens the regular season March 28th against the Mets. Their manager was not happy yesterday. They were pasted 15-4 in the exhibition game against the Chicago White Sox. Manager Pat Murphy says the game was a terrible performance, really on all levels. Bryce Wilson expected to be a jack-of-all-trades for his team. He didn't look like it yesterday while giving up 10 runs in three innings. If the Brewers want their manager to start smiling, they may have to turn it around when they play the Mariners on the road this afternoon. A bright spot for the crew, Bryce Terang, who was a rookie last year. He worked hard on his hitting during the offseason with the help of his father, former Seattle Mariner, Brian Terang.
Yeah, I worked extremely hard. Definitely did some talking with my dad. And worked hard to just kind of get back to the ways of line drives back up the middle, putting myself in the best situation to do that, and just being super direct to the ball, just straight to the ball. So it's been good. I feel really good up there and just going up there and competing every day.
Bryce says that he feels he could be more of a power hitter.
I think more so just like scoring the ball up, you know, controlling what I can control and hitting the ball hard back up the middle and allowing things to just happen. If I catch it a little bit more up front, I hit a homer. You know, I'm not going to be trying to do stuff like that, just trying to have good quality at bats, hit the ball back up the middle hard and let everything else play out.
Brewers' Bryce Terang, who looks to be the everyday second baseman for the crew this year. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Kolepi Grain Service, serving farmers' grain hauling needs throughout southwest Wisconsin with on-time delivery and quality service. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers. Let Classic Auto Body do your repairs. They're the best part of a bad situation. Stop in today, Highway 14, Spring Green. And Arneson Service and Repair. Arneson's provides top-notch service for your car, truck, and farm equipment, including on-the-farm tire and hydraulic hose repair. Hill Point.
Winter sports wrap up this weekend with the WIAA Boys Basketball State Tournament. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by NFHSnetwork.com. More high school sports news after this.
Do you ever wish you could be in two places at once? With homework, carpool, practice, and everything else, sometimes you just can't make it to every game. But the NFHS Network's streaming platform makes that a little easier. For just $11.99 a month, you can watch unlimited high school sports live and on demand, at home or on the go. You can watch online or on one of our mobile or connected TV apps. Visit NFHSnetwork.com and subscribe today to never miss another game.
The winter sports season closes this weekend as 20 boys basketball teams descend on the Kohl Center for the WIAA State Championships. Action gets underway Thursday with Division III semifinals in the afternoon. St. Thomas More is the top seed and will face Prescott, while Lakeside Lutheran battles unbeaten Keel in the other game. On Thursday night, it is Division IV teams on the court, featuring top-seeded Marathon against Kenosha St. Joseph, with Mineral Point meeting Aquinas in the other matchup. Friday morning begins with a highly competitive Division V field. Columbus Catholic tangles with Solon Springs in one semifinal, while Almond Bancroft meets Abundant Life in the other. Friday afternoon's Division II session may be the most anticipated of the weekend. Undefeated Wisconsin Lutheran takes on Nicolet in a game featuring plenty of top-level talent. That includes Wisco senior Con Knippel, who is announced as the WBCA's Mr. Basketball recipient this week. Pewaukee is going for four consecutive titles and takes on West Salem. Division I finds Arrowhead against Nina in one semifinal, with Kettle Moraine taking on Marquette in the other. Saturday is championship day, with all five title games contested, beginning with Division V at 11.05 a.m., running in order from D5 to D1 the rest of the day. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net and search Apple for the WSN podcast.